Tomorrow's World Commentary, September 28th, 2024. The Second Mouse, quote-unquote, by J. Davy Crockett III. Read by William Williams. Article begins. The well-known cliché, the early bird gets the worm, is often followed by another time-worn truism, the second mouse gets the cheese. While we chuckle at these mental word pictures, they do contain a grain of truth that applies to everyone. Physically speaking, we know that promptness and diligence pay off over time, with increased productivity and with opportunities that the less diligent or lazy person misses out on. We also know that, though the second mouse, quote-unquote, may not grasp it, timing is very important. Avoiding unnecessary risk lets us enjoy the cheese after the danger has passed, rather than being in the position of the first mouse who tripped the trap. Do the mice provide lessons for us as human beings? We may not be after the morsel of cheese, but the principle is the same. Avoid the obvious dangers in life, and do not take careless risks that may bring dire consequences. Also, be ever vigilant for opportunities that others may overlook. The writer of the Book of Proverbs, in your Bible, covered these subjects extensively for our attention. For example, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Proverbs 22, verse 3. The wisdom in this book is very plain. Further, we read, "He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die." Proverbs 19, verse 16. While we should absolutely never be setting traps for people, and should rather be willing to offer a helping hand where we are able, see Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. And also Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, and Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 1 through 4, we should always be alert so that bad decisions do not entrap us, and so we do not face dire consequences from hasty actions that we did not consider carefully enough. A moment's carelessness can cause a lifetime of grief. The importance of keeping our eyes open, being aware of what is going on, is a familiar theme throughout the Bible. Consider, let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Proverbs 4, verses 25 and 26. Coaches in any sport will constantly tell their players, keep your head in the game. This admonition, echoed often in Scripture, calls us to a mindset of acute awareness that is certainly important in the game of life as well. Ancient King Solomon also wrote a famous and eloquent passage about timing, revealing the importance of remaining in harmony not only with the seasons of the year, but also the seasons of our lives. He begins, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Solomon goes on in this passage to give examples of real-life issues affected by timing. We can see that Solomon, in giving this timeless advice, had a profound understanding of the importance of time and timing. As physical human beings, you and I have been allotted by our Creator a span of time in which to gain experience and build in our lives God's holy and righteous character, to prepare for the eternal phase of His great plan as revealed by the annual holy days as we cycle through them each year. Satan has been busy throughout the ages setting mouse traps, so to speak, to catch an unsuspecting populace as he attempts to thwart God's plan. What will you be doing to avoid those traps? Will you be caught in a trap, or will you be alert and diligent so that you, like the second mouse, will obtain the reward a loving God is offering to all those human beings who will accept and obey Him? End of article. Literature offer. To learn more about how you can be the early bird and the second mouse, read or order the free study guides, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan, and What is a True Christian? They will help you understand what God is doing in your life and what you can do to secure the eternal reward He wants you to have.